es water.
The eunuch, I want you to follow this, the eunuch says, see, here is water.
What does hinder me to be baptized?
What does hinder me, and we're going to come back to this passage, what hinders me to be baptized?
And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart,
if you believe with all your heart,
thou mayest.
You may.
And he answered,
now hold it now. The person saying something is not the person being baptized. Rather, the person doing the baptism, it is the person being baptized. Okay? And he said,
He answered and said, I believe
that Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Okay, now let's listen to what the baptizer said.
Mm-hmm. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart,
if you believe with all your heart,
thou mayest.
You may. Okay, go on.
And he answered and said,
that is, he, the eunuch, the person being baptized, answered and said,
I believe
that Jesus Christ
is the Son of God.
Is the Son of God. But what did the person doing the baptism say? Read.
And he commanded the chair to stand still.
Mm-hmm.
And they went down into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him.
We have no record of what the baptizer says. All we have is he baptized him. Nothing more. So it's false for that reason. They have twisted the scripture on that point. The other reason this so-called formula is false is simply because they have misunderstood how the Bible used the word name. Now, hold it. It is very important. How does the Bible use the word name? In the text that we read, it says that there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Now, but how does the Bible use the word name? Let's look at Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21, Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 1, and Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. It's important that we understand how the Bible used the word name if we're going to understand the error of this teaching. Matthew 1:21, Proverbs 22:1, and Colossians 3:17.
And she shall bring forth a son.
Watch this. And she shall bring forth a son.
And thou shalt call his name.
And thou shalt call his name
Jesus.
No. Jesus' mother never said Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. No, she never said that. What it means that the word name is used there as a designation. He is going to be called Jesus. That's how the word name is used. It is not that they're going to say Jesus, Jesus every time. It's not that they say, it's a designation. Not only that, Proverbs 22 and verse 1.
A good name is rather to be chosen.
A good what?
A good name.
A good name. That is not something that is said. What the Bible uses name to mean there is a good reputation. So the word name is used as a designation. It is used as a reputation, not as something necessarily to be said. Follow me. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. Yeah?
17. And whatever you do in word.
Whatever. Now, how do you do something in word? Not Microsoft Word, by the way. How do you do in word? Whatever you do in word.
Or deed.
Or whatever you do in deed.
Do all. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Or by the authority of. That is not something that is said. Amen. So, you must understand, how does the Bible use the word name? One, it uses as a designation, as a reputation, as an authority. It means then that they have misunderstood this in the name of Jesus. But I want you to follow me. The other reason why this claim is false. What claim, Eddie? That you must say, I now baptize you in the name of Jesus for baptism to be valid. Another reason why that is false is this. To do something in a person's name is to do it by the person's authority or on the person's merit. Now, let's look at Acts chapter 4. The text that we read. Let's look at Acts chapter 4 now. And verse number 7.
And when they had set them in the midst, they asked.
And when they had set them in the midst, they asked.
By what power?
By what power?
Or by what name?
Or by what name? It is used the one for the other. By whose authority? By whose permission? By whose command? On whose authority have you done this? That's what name means. Now, verse 10 says,
be it known unto you all.
Be known unto you all.
And to all the people of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Okay. So the name there means it's by the power of. But watch this now. Let's go to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. And I want us to look at verse number 6 and verse 12. And it is going to be plain here. Acts chapter 3 verse 6 and verse 12. Let's hear it.
Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none.
Silver and gold have I none.
But such as I have, give I thee.
Such as I have,
give I thee.
Give I thee.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus. Okay, you see the Pentecostals, see there? It says in the name. Well, nothing is wrong with saying that. Nothing is wrong with saying what you're doing. But you see, to insist that you have to say what you're doing is an error. Mm-hmm. Look now at verse 12. What did Peter mean when he said, in the name of? Verse 12.
And when Peter saw it,
He answered unto the people,
Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this?
Why are you shocked?
Or why look ye so earnestly on us?
Why are you looking at us like that?
As though by our own power.
Hold it. As by our own power. That's what in the name means. Or
holiness.
Or holiness.
We have
it is not on
Lord.
Our merit that he did it. It is not on our righteousness. We had no power. So the word name has to do with either power or holiness and the merit of Jesus Christ. So, are the Pentecostals wrong? Yes, a million times over and over. But not only that. And brethren, of all the things, there is one point that I think is most powerful in to show that they are in error. I want you to follow me now. Is they say that a formula. No, a formula must be said at the point of baptism if it is going to be accepted by God. A formula. Well, if I know anything about math, I know that if you're going to use a formula, it has to be consistent. You can't change. A plus B equals C can't change. You have to use it every time to solve that particular problem. Now, this is where the tire meets the road. Watch this. You know, there are four, and we're going to look at them, and this is the point of the sermon now. There are four occasions in which the inspired historian Luke uses the prepositional phrase in the name of. It's a prepositional phrase because this is the preposition. Why do we use prepositions? We use prepositions to show relationship. Follow me. So I am beside this table. I am before you. That's preposition. It shows me I am on the chair. That's preposition. Now the prepositional phrase that is used here, if you say it's a formula, you have to use it every time. Now let's look at the four times in which this preposition is used. Now, first of all, let us go to Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38.
Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized. Every one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Watch this. The preposition here is upon the name of Jesus. Follow me. It is upon the name of Jesus. Hold it. Next one. The other two is Acts 8:16 and Acts 19:5. Watch this now. It is Acts 8. Let me get it right. It's Acts 8 verse 16. Follow me. 16 and Acts 19 verse 5. Watch this. Upon the name of Jesus. Notice now. Read. Whoever is reading.
For as yet he was fallen upon none of them.
For he was fallen upon none of them.
Only they were baptized.
Only they were baptized.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Now the word in there is the word into the name of Jesus. Now let's look at the last one. That's the third one. Let's look at number four. Acts 10 and verse 48. Acts 10 and verse 40. These are the only four times that this expression appears. But watch this though. Acts 10 and verse 48.
And he commanded them to be baptized.
To be baptized
in the name of the Lord.
In the name of. The preposition there is in. Question. Which of these formulas must I use? Which must I say upon the name of Jesus? Or am I wrong if I said into the name of Jesus or in the name of Jesus? Well, what does it mean? Now, this is the point of the sermon now. Baptism in Jesus' name is not something that is said. It is something that is done. That must be, and these prepositions show it. What if you're here this morning and you're not a Christian? You're not a member of the church. You have never been baptized, and you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. You see, we have asked the Pentecostals, we're afraid to say that people must be baptized in Jesus' name because they misunderstood it. But people must be baptized in Jesus' name. Well, what does it mean? Is it something you say? No. What it is something that is done. Now we're going to look at what is the importance of being baptized upon the name of Jesus. What is important about into the name of, and what's the difference? If there is a difference. Now let's look at the first one. We are told that the alien sinner is baptized upon the name of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? Brethren, when the non-Christian is taught that he must believe in Jesus Christ, he must repent of his sins, he must confess the name of Jesus Christ, and he takes the decision to be baptized, and the baptizer may or may not say in the name of Jesus, but you know what happens here? He is saying in baptism that my salvation, that my sins being removed, it is on the basis, it is on the ground, it is on the foundation of the atoning work of Jesus Christ and not my own. When a person is baptized upon the name of Jesus, as the phrase in the name of Jesus suggests, what the alien sinner is saying, I believe that if I go into that water for the remission of my sins, and if I come up out of that water, then my salvation is not a meritorious work that I have done. It is simply because of what Jesus did for me at Calvary why I'm saved. That's what upon the name of Jesus means. It doesn't mean something that he said. You know, people tell you that baptism is a meritorious work. It is not. If in any meritorious work it is because of what Jesus Christ did. So when I'm baptized in the name of Jesus, I am saying the person by that act, not that I'm saying anything verbally, what it demonstrates is the fact that the alien sinner has no merit. The alien sinner has no righteousness, no work at all to bring about his salvation. The alien sinner does not rely on his goodness or righteousness. He cannot by himself bring about his salvation. Why? Because it rests upon the atoning work of Jesus Christ. That is why. That is why. You cannot keep the law and be saved. Because your salvation does not rest on whether you keep law or not. It rests only on the fact that Jesus Christ died on the cross, and because of that, I have salvation. And when I'm baptized, because I've heard his word, believed it, repented, and confessed, then I am saying, thank God for the atoning work of Jesus Christ. Now, look at Titus. Titus chapter 3, verse 3 to verse 5. Let me show you something. Titus chapter 3, verse 3 to verse 5. Quick. Titus 3, verse 5.
Not by works of righteousness.
Not by works of righteousness.
Which we have done.
Which we have done.
But according to his mercy.
You see, it is upon the mercy of Jesus Christ. But on the mercy of Jesus Christ, he saved us.
By the washing of regeneration.
By the washing of regeneration.
And the renewing of the Holy Ghost.
That is the same thing that Jesus says in John 3, 3 and 5. So, baptism in the name of Jesus means that the person is baptized on the merit of Jesus Christ. You and I are saved purely on the grace of God, and not any works of merit that we have done. Our response to baptism is a response of our faith in the atoning work of Jesus Christ, which has made this possible upon the name of Jesus Christ. But notice now, not only does it mean upon the name of Jesus Christ, but we have into the name of Jesus Christ. What is important here? In Acts 18, verse 6, 16 of 8 and 19:5, we're told that they were baptized into the name of Jesus Christ. The emphasis in this prepositional phrase is that baptism ushers us, puts us in union or communion or into a relationship with the one who died for me. I am baptized into a relationship. When I come up out of that water, my relationship to the world is different now because I have entered into a relationship. That's what baptism in the name of Jesus means, not something that is said. So the emphasis here is that because I have done what God says I ought to do, because I have obeyed the gospel which he has asked me to obey, I come into a new relationship with Jesus Christ, with the one who died for me. In order, here is something now. You know, brethren, don't underestimate or never underestimate false teaching, however innocent it looks. Don't. Because it always has implications. Let me show you something. Let us go to Romans. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to verse 8. The emphasis into the name of Jesus, baptism into the name of Jesus, suggests that we have been ushered into a new relationship. In order to benefit from the redemptive work of Christ, the alien sinner must identify himself with the redeeming act of Jesus Christ. That's important. If you're here, you're not a Christian. If you are going to be saved today, you must identify with the very thing that Jesus Christ asked you, that Jesus Christ did for you to bring about your salvation. Now watch this. Look at Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to 8.
No,
and hold a minute. In no less than 10 times, the Apostle Paul teaches the truth that baptism ushers into a relationship with Christ that we never had before we were baptized. I want you to notice something now. Romans chapter 6, verse 3 to verse 8.
Know ye not?
Don't you know
that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ.
All right, we're baptized in Jesus Christ.
We're baptized into his death.
So we are baptized into his death.
Therefore,
yeah. Wherefore?
Therefore, we are buried with him.
Hold it. We are buried with him. Mm-hmm.
By baptism into death.
Into death.
Mm-hmm. That like as
hold
Christ.
It. That like as
Christ
mm-hmm.
was raised up from the dead.
Yeah.
By the glory of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Even so.
Even so.
We also should walk.
Hold it. We also. Don't forget those little words. Mm-hmm.
Should walk in newness of life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For if we have been planted together.
We have been planted together with.
In the likeness of his death.
Hold it. In the likeness of his death.
We shall be also.
We shall be also.
In the likeness of his resurrection.
You see,
resurrection.
Not me. I wouldn't do this. But I'm sure that Sister Darby would say, no, this is repetition. Unnecessary language, right, sir? You see? But with this, what Paul is emphasizing is that baptism identifies us with Jesus Christ and what he did. Now, notice, I said earlier, don't underestimate Paul's doctrine. Paul emphasizes this point. That baptism puts us into a relationship with Christ. But watch this now. It is for this reason that faith alone cannot save. Because faith doesn't make us unite with Christ. It is for this reason that you cannot say the sinner's prayer and be saved. That doesn't identify you with what Jesus did for you. You can't do it. That is why you cannot be saved by a priest sprinkling water on your head. Sprinkling cannot identify you with what Jesus Christ did for you. It cannot. Therefore, you cannot be saved. If you are sprinkled as a child or as an adult, you are not saved. Because you have not yet identified with the redeeming acts of Jesus Christ. It is for this reason too that confirmation cannot be a replacement for baptism, because it does not make you identify with Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection. The only thing that does that is if you are buried in water, that life as Christ was buried. You see, when you repent, you become dead to sin. And then what happens after that? When you die, you are buried just like Christ was buried. Well, why must you be buried? You see, when you go into water, you know, people tell you, I don't see anything in the water. Well, first of all, you can't see because you're blind. That's why you can't see it. But if you have the eyes of faith, you will see that God, when you are buried in that water for that 2 seconds or whatever, God operates on you. Changes the old man. And when you come up out of that water, you walk in newness of life. That's baptism in Jesus' name. Not something that you say. So, notice that you must, you know, there's so many things. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, I want to be conformed to his death. What is Paul saying? I want to become united. Only baptism does that for you. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 1, we're told, if you have been risen with Christ, or since you have been risen with Christ. Well, how are you risen with Christ? You see, when you're baptized, you get up out of the water, risen with Christ. Faith alone doesn't do that. Baptism by sprinkling is not really that it's sprinkling, not baptism. Confirmation doesn't do that. Now, the last point, and then the lesson will be yours. To be baptized in the name of Jesus means, in here, that the alien sinner must and is baptized on the command of Jesus Christ, on the authority of Jesus. I don't have time, but you see, the context of this verse is important, you know. Why use upon here? You see, Peter is preaching to Jews. And Peter is saying, look here, your Jewish history, you being children of Abraham, have nothing to do with your salvation. The same Jesus that you crucified, it is on his merit that you must be saved. When, you see, what? Why into the name of Jesus Christ? You know that this passage is when, watch it. This passage occurs when they were baptized under John's baptism. And what Paul is saying, okay, unto what then were you baptized? You know what? How that question came? Well, if you have been baptized into Jesus Christ, how come you don't know about baptism? Then he had to reteach them. You see, it is not John's baptism that puts us in a relationship with Christ. It is in Jesus Christ. Now, in this case, you know what is in this case? Peter is reporting what he did at Cornelius' house. And Peter is saying, who was I that I should withstand God? I never baptized Cornelius based on my own authority. I baptized him on the authority of Christ. And that is why he says, in the name of Jesus. But watch this out. Christianity is a religion of biblical authority. And so the context demonstrates that it is the authority of Jesus Christ that is under consideration. In this context, the idea of doing something, is based on and is signaled by the phrase, in the name of the Lord. The answer to the question, why are you being baptized for the remission of your sins? The answer to that question is, because Christ commanded it. Salvation from sin through baptism is possible when the sinner, acting on his faith, repents of his sins, confesses Christ as Lord, and on the directive of Jesus Christ, he is buried in water. That's in the name of Jesus. It is not something that he said. The last passage, and now the lesson will be yours. Romans chapter 6, verse 14 to 15. And then the lesson will be yours. Romans chapter 6, verse 14 and 15.
For sin shall not have dominion over you.
Sin shall not have dominion over you.
For you are not under the law.
You are not under the law.
But under grace.
I think I'm giving you the wrong passage. Look at verse 17 and 18.
But God be thanked.
Yes, that's the one. Romans 6, 17 and 18. But God be thanked.
That you were the servants of sin.
Now notice the tenses. That you were the servants of sin.
But you have obeyed from the heart.
But you have obeyed from the heart.
That form of doctrine.
The form of doctrine is found in verses 1 to 4. Alright, that form of doctrine, which was?
Delivered you. Being then made sound.
Being then. You know what that means? Having obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine, that is when you became
free.
Free from
sin.
Sin. If you have not been baptized for the reason Jesus Christ says, you have not been freed from sin. That's what the Bible teaches clearly. So, brethren, salvation in Jesus' name is not something that a person says. It is something that is done. The question now, if you're here and you're not a Christian, The question now is, have you been baptized in Jesus' name? You see, when Pentecostals ask that, they think it's something that you must say. But I can ask you biblically, have you been baptized in Jesus' name? This is something that you need to do. You need to be baptized, because you know why? Acts chapter 4 says, there is salvation in no other name but in the name of Jesus Christ. If you're here and you're not a Christian and you need to be saved, then you need to come and give Jesus Christ a chance in your life. You need to hear His word, repent of your sins, confess your faith in Christ, and be buried in water for the removal of your sins. We're going to sing Psalm 588. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let us start.